Goodbye, Religious Liberty. How the attacks on marriage are threatening your religious freedom. That's the name of a 3-CD set by my guest this hour in studio here in beautiful sunny San Diego, although it's a little bit rainified. Charles Lemandry is the guest. The number to reach Mr. Lemandry with your questions about the homosexualist movement to redefine marriage is 1-888-31-TRUTH, 1-888-318-7884. We've got a lot of callers on the line. And before we take them, Chuck, I wanted to just emphasize that you take pains in this CD set to emphasize the need for conversion for everybody, that everyone is called to chastity, everybody is called to sanctity, and that this is not about finger-pointing or superiority or arrogance or hate or anything like that. Talk a little bit about the importance of loving the people that we're talking about.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, Patrick. And even the Holy Father has spoken on this issue quite a number of times and have said that what's clearly at risk is the future of society. So you can't overstate the importance of it. And so we have to speak to it with truth, but also with compassion, with lovingness and sensitivity. These people that have this affliction, and it is an affliction, are our brothers and sisters in Christ. And many of them are struggling, not by their own choice, with this problem. Now, there are those who, again, are on the militant end of it, who are advocating it and are pushing this agenda in ways that is damaging and destructive. But that's certainly not true of all gay people. And where people are at with God in any given time is really God's business. It's our job, again, with compassion, to share the truth with them and the life-saving. And we're talking about homosexual sex, and we're talking about the real risk and potential of AIDS. We are talking about life-saving, certainly in terms of this world, and potentially eternal salvation is at stake. We're talking about serious sin for those who know better. It's important that we be able to reach these people, again, as our brothers and sisters in Christ, in a loving, compassionate, and sensitive way, and let them know we're not judging them. That's God's business. You know, when I give these talks, I always point out we're all sinners. We all need to help each other get to heaven. And this is not a matter of one person being able to tell another person that, you know, I'm better than you because I'm heterosexual and you're homosexual. It's not that at all. It's just looking at a situation that is a real problem in our society, both for the people engaged in the behavior and those that are being, well, in many cases, enticed into a behavior and a lifestyle that is damaging and destructive. And so we need to do what we can, again, in a loving, sensitive, and compassionate way.
Devil's advocate question.
Sure.
Chuck, so you don't want to marry your neighbor Steve.
Right.
But if someone down the block or in the next state does, why does that hurt your marriage or anyone's marriage? So, you know, so don't marry the guy next door. Why does someone else's same-sex union called marriage interrupt or interfere with yours or undermine marriage itself?
Yeah, on multiple levels, it has a dramatic effect, and we've seen that in the countries that have gone the way of gay marriage. It changes the way people view marriage definitionally so that it becomes less desirable. And again, Scandinavia is an example where people just stop getting married. Once it becomes legal, it becomes normative and is taught in the schools as such, and that's happened first state to allow it in the United States, Massachusetts, where they challenged it being taught to kindergartners, first graders, second graders. Mm-hmm. And the courts have said, no, if it's legal, it's perfectly acceptable to teach kids about it the same way you would talk about marital relationships between men and women. It's discriminatory not to do that, and the parents don't have a right to opt out. So it's what our next generation is being taught is normal, acceptable, and good. And then to enforce that, a whole series of laws are passed in the way of hate speech legislation or other methods to force people to stop speaking on the issue. It could very well be the way we're headed, Patrick, that this discussion we're having now would be considered illegal hate speech.
Hate speech,
even
right.
Though I would never suggest anything uncharitable. We're not talking about doing physical injury or harm. We're trying to help people. The Catholic Church is one of the biggest providers of AIDS health care and services of any institution in the world. I mean, our approach to this is not one of hate. It's one of love. But true love and compassion begins with truth, and they're not getting that from anyone on the other side of the issue.